Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, no question about it. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy out in the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms. You can get not only this terrific programming, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob, and I'm going to do it very, very quickly. We'll start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews. That and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the myriad of great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable, any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We got a huge show in front of us, my friend. Baseball, football, mall football, and a guest, Don Banks from NFL.com at 45 after hour two.
Well said, Bob. As you said, right out of the box, it's going to be Game 5 NLCS. We'll roll out of that, give you a quick look at the Thursday night college football action. We'll take some time to focus on that scintillating Thursday night matchup between the Packers and the Bears. And then we roll into Week 7 NFL Sunday. And Don Banks at 45 after hour number 2, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time, takes us home. But up next, open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And we'll start things off recapping the Dodgers 8-4 victory over the Cubs in Game 5 of the NLCS. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left center. Back goes Peterson. It's got a chance. Gone. Two-run home run, Addison Russell. Cubs lead 3-1. And is that a happy first base dugout of the Chicago Cubs?
Now the 2-1. Baez hits a drive to right.
Back goes Puig, still going. That's over his head. That's going to be off the wall. Two runs are in. Here comes Zobrist. He's going to score a three-run double by Javier Baez. Cubs have broken it open and lead 8-1. Cubs
get a ground ball to short. Russell. Three games to two. As they take game five, 8-4 over the Dodgers.
Those audio highlights are courtesy of WSCR Radio in Chicago and Fox Sports 1. And they bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation by dialing us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And that little 50-second soundbite was a pretty good sampling of how the Cubs down the Dodgers 8-4 in Game 5 of the NLCS, Bob, and take a 3-2 lead with this one going back to Chicago with a whole lot of storylines on the horizon.
Yeah, no question about it. A chance to make history, a chance to put history in a rearview mirror. Clayton Kershaw, all the things that you want in a baseball matchup. And hey, wait, it's not even a game seven.
Yeah, well, again, Cubs win the pivotal game five, go back to Chicago with the 3-2 lead. That's the big advantage, the chance to go to their first World Series since 1945, and their chance to win their first World Series since you last attended a World Series game in 1908.
And no question about it, I remember saddling up the horse. You know, you were still paying $30 for parking then, though.
Might be the case. And the interesting storylines going forward before we backtrack and actually talk about last night's game that got us to Game 6 of the NLCS and then following that up with a Game 7, you got to look. The Cubs are in the driver's seat with the 3-2 series advantage after winning the pivotal Game 5. But you talked yesterday about the Cubs' troubles hitting left-handed pitching. And in Game 6, yes, it's at Wrigley Field, but they will be facing a pitcher who has dominated them thus far in this series in Clayton Kershaw, a lefty who gives them fits and who is one of the best pitchers that we've ever seen and has shaken gotten that monkey off his back as it relates to postseason performances. And then if there's a game seven needed, it's Rich Hill who stymied their bats the last time he faced the Cubs. So while the Cubs are in the driver's seat up 3-2 and they take this one back to their own building, all is not perfect and the road is not extremely smooth to their first World Series since 1945 because they have trouble hitting left-handed pitching and have this entire postseason, and they face two of the best lefties in the game right now, and in particular in Game 6 they face an all-timer, and these two particular left-handers have given them fits this entire postseason.
No question about it, and I'm sure Cub fans being how they are with all the history and everything else, they're still freaking out. Kershaw's going to pitch a no-hitter. And then, oh, my God, we got to go to game seven. And look what he did. It's all legitimate concerns. I mean, these wins, although they played it particularly well, does not erase their inability to hit left-handed pitching. And with that being said, it still is a tenuous grip on going. Now, look, I would rather be in their position than in the Dodger position. Obviously, you're one game away. But with all that being said, there's no quitting this L.A. Dodger team. And there is a genuine concern because of the inability thus far in this series to hit left-handed pitching. It's all legit.
And with everything we've laid out, both of these last two games for both managers will be played with an all-hands-on-deck approach.
No question.
I think you can be guaranteed of that. Even though the Cubs, in theory, have a margin for error or room for error, I don't see them taking advantage of that. And for the Dodgers, it's obvious. And I think both of these managers, not only Game 6 on Saturday, but also Game 7, will be playing these games with an all-hands-on-deck attitude. And if you get a lead, chances are you'll be nursing it and going to that bullpen early and playing matchup, matchup, matchup. And I think it's going to be some very exciting, very interesting, very cerebral baseball, and that you could have a 9-inning, 3-2 game that takes about 4.5 hours.
Yeah, that's entirely possible, and it could end up being a pitcher's duel.
And still take 4.5 hours.
And still take 4.5 hours. By the way, Adrian Gonzalez is so slow.
How slow is he? Match game from the 70s.
There you go. When he rounded third base yesterday, the Dodgers were still actually playing out of Brooklyn.
Ouch. That's pretty good. What do you say? What do you say we spend a couple of minutes on game five? NLCS and kind of explain to everybody and give everybody our take on exactly why game six is shaping up to be the way it's going to be, with the Cubs having that 3-2 lead. And really, when you looked at this game, a pitcher's duel through five innings, with the Cubs leaving a ton of ducks on the pond, and really John Lester taking on, a big chunk of the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching staff, whether it was Maeda to start, Josh Fields picking him up, and then Joe Blanton for an inning picking Fields up before it all kind of fell apart for the Los Angeles Dodgers once again as the Cubs get to Blanton. And then, shockingly enough, they get to Ross Stripling once again. And then it was just over from there. But Lester was brilliant over his seven innings of work. Maeda, along with Fields and Blanton for the first inning of his work, cobbled together equal numbers and matched Lester pitch for pitch. It might have been different. It might have gotten away from the Dodgers even earlier if the Cubs could have plated some of the many runners they left on base. But give that Dodger pitching some credit. They stepped up big when they needed to with runners on base and matched John Lester pitch for pitch. And through five innings, this was all even at one apiece. It fell apart for Joe Blanton once again in the sixth. It got real bad for Ross Stripling after that. And this game was over. Once again, in the ninth inning, Aroldis Chapman comes on in a non-save situation, and while he is one of the great relievers in the game, he illustrates why Andrew Miller is the best reliever in the game.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter when you pitch Andrew Miller, and we've talked about this all postseason long. Pitch him in the fifth, pitch him in the sixth, pitch him when you're up, pitch him when you're down, pitch him when you're tied, pitch him a lot of innings, don't pitch him a lot of innings, doesn't matter. He just comes in and he dominates. Aroldis Chapman, the typical great closer of 2016. Only pitch me in save situations, otherwise it's going to get dicey. And he was not good last night. You read some of the things people are worried about it. I wouldn't worry about it. He's just that typical elite closer of the 21st century. I only pitch well in save situations. It's what makes Andrew Miller so special. It's what gives the Indians a major advantage with their bullpen going into the World Series, no matter who they face. And fortunately, with the big lead, Chapman was able to get three outs before the Dodgers got enough runs. He wasn't good, but the Cubs control this series up 3-2.
Yeah, no question about it. And as we get up against the break, you know, Dave Roberts going to school on Tito and pitching it as if it was game seven. No room for error, and he didn't play it that way. He went to the bullpen early. He mixed and matched. He played it batter by pitcher, and it paid off for him until Blanton lost it after his first inning.
Well said, Bob. And as we say in seven-game series, especially when they're not at two apiece, game five is always pivotal. We'll quickly wrap up NLCS talk. We'll get into some college football talk, and then we'll roll it into the Thursday night football matchup. That's all next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We're talking Cubs-Dodgers. From yesterday, Cubs up 3-2 as they head back to Wrigley with an opportunity to move on to the World Series.
Any final thoughts, Bob? I really don't have much other than, you know, the pitcher's duel, as we talked about, through five innings with a bevy of Dodger pitchers matching Lester pitch for pitch, a game that probably could have been in Cubs control earlier had they not left so many ducks on the pond.
Yep.
Brilliant effort by Lester over seven, really saving his bullpen from being taxed in any possible way. The Cubs' bats are alive. And the Dodger bullpen these last few days has been problematic. And if you're looking for another clear advantage for the Cubs, it's that. And going into, again, this Game 6 and game and potentially Game 7 at Wrigley Field in Chicago, while the Cubs have home field advantage and they're up 3-2, it doesn't necessarily pose to be an easy road in that they're facing two lefties in Kershaw and Hill that gave them fits the last time around. And you talked about if there's a clear weakness with the Cubs, their inability to hit terrific left-handed pitching is problematic. And in a guy like Rich Hill, who's kind of a junk baller, he's a real problem for the Cubs in that they have the worst batting average in baseball against fastballs under 90 miles an hour. So his off-speed stuff and his old-school sort of approach to pitching could be problematic for the Cubs in a potential Game 7. So it's going to be very intriguing over this weekend. The Cubs with a chance to, in many ways, snap a long-running curse, and the Dodgers an opportunity to get back into the World Series for the first time in a long time themselves.
Yep, no question about it. And again, this is no given for the Cubs, given the struggles and everything you documented right there. Last thoughts on last night's game. John Lester did exactly what we said in the preview he needed to do. And you can't ask for anything more out of your starting pitcher. I mean, it once it got that far, even with the lack of clutch hitting by the Cubs, eventually they broke through against Blanton. They continued to pile on later in the game. The score is deceiving, because the Dodgers pitching staff, for the most part, did what they were supposed to do as well. They just got to them a couple of times. You know, this is no walk in the park for the Cubs. Going forward, going into this Game 6 matchup, I wouldn't want to be facing Clayton Kershaw out on the mound, and they're going to. And as you said, for the most part, he's shaking the demons. Should he lose this game, maybe we're talking about the same thing all over again. Should he shut down the Cubs? Uh-oh. Look out, Charlie.
And there you go. Real quick, Lou, college football, as there are a couple of games on the Thursday night slate, we'll probably double back on Tuesday when we recap all the college football and revisit these in a little more detail. But I thought there were a couple of games on that Thursday night slate, one we mentioned when we previewed and one we didn't, that were worth our attention. We'll hit those. Maybe we'll take a look, and then we'll roll into the NFL in the next segment, starting with the Thursday night matchup and moving along to NFL news and a preview of a Week 7 NFL Sunday from there. Place we'll start is number 14, Boise State, surviving.
Yeah.
And I mean surviving. 28-27 over Brigham Young. Boise State, perfect 7-0. Brigham Young squares their record at 4-4. Boise State making a case for being that best group of five team, which would automatically qualify them for a New Year's Day bowl. And no, even if Boise State is undefeated, unlike Houston, had they run the table, Boise State is not making the college football playoffs. The schedule's just not good enough.
No, it's not. But as you said, surviving last night, one hell of a good football game, wasn't it, man?
It was, and the truth be told, while it's a good Boise State team, if you've watched them a lot and you've watched some of the struggles they've had against lesser competition, in addition to the schedule and those intangibles and those things that are a little difficult to measure and are up for debate, they make it clear that Boise State's not playoff worthy. The eye test does as well. They're a good football team, but they're not a playoff caliber football team. And while they're talented and they're better than their competition, they turn the ball over way too much.
Yep.
And championship teams don't always end up, and for the season, they're on the minus side of the battle of the turnovers, and that does not bode well for a playoff caliber team against some of the competition they would have to face. It also makes me worry going forward, despite a relatively light schedule, about their chances to run the table and therefore be the best of the group of five teams.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I would be more concerned about that than anything else. Now, look, you know, they still have a bunch of games to clean up the turnover situation, and they are well coached. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But again, undefeated, schmundefeated, if it plays out how we both think it's going to, they're going to get left out, and they really won't have an argument to be included in the Final Four.
But they will get that one of those New Year's Six bowls and a
no
chance
question.
To show well against a power conference team. And when we see how that matchup plays out, if it goes that way, we can debate what that matchup would mean, because sometimes you get a Power Five conference team in one of those New Year's Six bowls that's disappointed that they're not in the playoffs and they don't show up for the game. And if Boise State were to beat a team with that mindset, well, it's a nice win, but it doesn't mean as much, and it doesn't really give you a true indication of where they are.
Yeah, no question about it. But you know something, Joe? Boise State's been there before. They've done it before. As a school, obviously, the players have gone on. But, you know, they've never been intimidated when they stepped onto the big stage against the Power Five teams. And as you said, you get one of those teams that decides not to show up in that bowl game, and it could make them look better than they actually are.
I think that's fair. The other game I want to visit, and it's one we didn't talk about yesterday because these two teams are outside the top 25. But, boy, it's same old Mark Richt. And no matter where they send him, again, he can recruit, and he'll get all the right guys to go to Miami, but he'll perpetually disappoint. And you know something? He's a far better man than he is a football coach, and all his former players talked about that. His programs are run clean. They're relatively free of scandal. His kids graduate, and they go on to productive lives. But if you expect to win big with Mark Richt, he's not your man. At Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, Va Tech improves to 5-2, and Justin Fuente is a pretty damn good football coach.
Yes, Bud
Foster's got that defense humming, and the offense is better than I thought it could be. 37-16 over Miami. Miami now has lost three straight and is 4-3 on the season.
I don't want to pile on. Look,
aren't you a kinder and gentler sports talk host?
No, I mean, look, it's still, let's be fair about it. It is still a work in progress down there, because don't forget, Golden was having trouble recruiting at the end of his tenure. And Richt is operating with a lot of his players. He's got to bring his own people in there. But this is what happens with Richt teams. The better coach was on the other sideline. Let's not forget that. And this is the kind of game he loses. They go on the road. It's a situation where, in theory, they should be the better football team. They weren't. They get their hind end handed to them.
That's fair. I mean, you know, I get all the things you're saying, but this was a year to make a little noise, and I'll tell you why. Yeah, it's a lot of it was a lot of Al Golden players, and I get that. And there's a reason that Al Golden is no longer in Coral Gables. But the one thing Mark Richt had, first-round draft pick quarterback. Brad Kai is going to leave that program, and he's going to get drafted somewhere in the first round. Where it remains to be seen, but he was definitely going. He's definitely going to get drafted, or likely going to be drafted in the first round, perhaps if not very early in the second round. And with that being the case, in a sport that is quarterback-driven, you got Brad Kai. You should be winning. You should be better than 4-3 at this stage of the game, and you shouldn't be on the wrong end of three straight.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's fair. You know, but again, I'm curious to see big time how this plays out for him down there, because in theory he should bring this program back. I don't want to say to the elite status of where they were, but where they're in the top 25 consistently. Sneak into the top 10 every now and then, maybe make noise every now and then. It's problematic just on the fact that in the big situation, his teams usually come up short. This was a game that, you know, we were looking at it, and again, we didn't preview it, but I know you and I separately were thinking to ourselves, this is where he loses, and sure enough, they did.
I guess that's about all we can say. Otherwise, as you say, it's piling on, and I've beaten up Mark Richt as a head football coach for years. He's a very decent human being. He runs a clean program, and on some level, that should be applauded because he makes good human beings. He turns young men into good men and productive men. They graduate. His programs are free of scandal. But in a sport where it really is all about winning,
yeah,
at almost any cost, he doesn't win enough. And that's the problem. Unfortunately, in today's climate in college football, a good and moral man like Mark Richt, who doesn't win enough, is going to get criticized by guys like me. Maybe it's sickening, but it's reality, isn't it?
No, hey, look, it's fair. I mean, it is your job to win football games. Yeah. He just doesn't win enough of them.
Let's go to Thursday night NFL football next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With big discounts on bulk purchases, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through November 1st at Lowe's, come into your local Lowe's store and get 20% off all in-stock fiberglass insulation. Hurry in today and visit the Pro Desk in details. Valid October 5th, 2016 through November 1st, 2016. U.S. only.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Third and six. Hit when he throws it. The pressure got to him. Forced that incompletion. It was both Peppers and Matthews colliding on Hoyer, and he's hurt.
It is a broken arm for Brian Hoyer.
Rodgers pass. It is caught. for the touchdown. Devontae Adams battled for it against Bosby, and he won that battle to the end zone and open. It's Adams again for the touchdown. Flips it in zone, and it is a touchdown. Randall Cobb in front of LeBlanc.
Well, the Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation by dialing us up at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. Topics on the agenda, all things NLCS Game 5, a little bit of college football. You could touch on those two games from Thursday night, or anything related to a Week 7 in a National Football League. And those highlights of that scintillating Thursday night matchup from Lambeau Field, courtesy of CBS Sports. Jim Nance on the call with a little bit of Tracy Wolfson thrown in for good measure, Bob. We're keeping you awake.
What another snoozer on Thursday night. I mean, boy, what a bad football game. And the score being deceiving and all the other cliches that we can throw in there. It was, you know, Green Bay won the game. That's really about all you can say. 26-10, they took it away in the fourth quarter. But up until that, it was a mighty struggle. Both teams were underperforming hugely. Hoyer gets hurt, breaks his arm. No answer for the Bears, obviously. And Aaron Rodgers does just enough at the end to win the football game. Packers go to 4-2. They're one of many, but they're not particularly good.
A lot of what you said I agree with. A couple of things. I'd like to hedge my bet here a little bit. And I'll tell you what I mean. Ugly game in the first half. Bears were horrible, but I expect as much, especially when Brian Hoyer breaks his arm and they're going to Matt Barkley. Packers were horrible in the first half. They didn't exactly start the second half with a bang either. Sack, strip, fumble, touchdown, Bears.
Right.
Starts the second half. From there, however, the passing game clicked for the Green Bay Packers. Devontae Adams, big. Randall Cobb, big. Ty Montgomery, big. They cobbled together a running game. Am I telling you that, in my mind, the Green Bay Packers are anything more than one of many? No, I'm not willing to tell you that. But most of their second half of football was something more reminiscent of what we've been looking for and what many have expected out of that Packers offense all year long than what we've seen up until that point. So I was pretty impressed with the final 27 minutes of Packer football, particularly on the offensive side of the field, and particularly considering what they were missing. Whether this is a harbinger of things to come, that remains to be seen, and how much you can take away from this because they were playing a Bears team that has a lousy defense, number one, and number two, had its offense really behind the eight ball because it was Matt Barkley at quarterback.
You know, when we were previewing it yesterday, Joe, I expected Rodgers to have this kind of game, and he did. But again, in the eye test, it was two-plus quarters of crappy football on the part of Green Bay. He gives up the fumble, and they get the touchdown, which was, you know, again, pretty putrid. And it was, although statistically, it worked, and they certainly did what they needed to do in the fourth quarter. I'm looking at it, and I'm just not seeing a team that's going to compete on the elite level. Now, part of that, I look at who they were playing with the Chicago Bears, who are a very bad football team, and I guess I just expected more. I mean. I had a feeling it was all going to happen in the second half, and specifically in the fourth quarter, where the talent just outed and they blew them out. But I wanted them to really blow them out. You know, I wanted one of those dominate the entire second half, put up a 35-10, and leave the stadium thinking, all right, we're back as the Green Bay Packers. I didn't get that. For me, it didn't pass the smell test.
See, for me, it did. You know, I saw a dominant second half. I saw the best Devontae Adams that we've seen. This was a guy about 2 years ago that really was looked like he was on his way to breaking out. And since he's been beset by inconsistency and drops and everything else. And he's a receiver at times that Aaron Rodgers simply does not trust. But there's a world of potential there. Same deal with Randall Cobb. Again, plagued by some inconsistency, a more productive player.
Yes.
And there were often questions, would you keep both Cobb and Adams, in that they're very similar players, right down to the fact that they lack consistency. Ty Montgomery, I think, is an emerging special player for them. You know, in this game, they were able to have this kind of passing success in the second half with Jordy Nelson, one catch for 9 yards. So in some ways, that bodes well. Again, against better competition, can they duplicate the kind of success they had in the second half? Jury's still out to me in that regard. You know, again, my feelings overall on the Packers haven't changed. I'm saying for about a quarter and a half, they were very, very impressive, and they look like most people think the Packers should look. I'm not saying it's going to translate because they still have issues at the running back position. They have issues with consistency with their receivers, et cetera, et cetera. All those issues are there. You benefit from playing a putrid opponent who loses their quarterback in game and is down to their third string quarterback. And the outcome of this game is basically determined for you right at that point. That said, you know what I find funny? And everybody talks about, oh my God, they're going to have to go to Ty Montgomery as a running back. And people, it's as though people that watch the NFL game don't watch the college game. Does anybody remember what Ty Montgomery did in college? He was really a running back in college slash return. He was a very much a slash player.
He was a hybrid guy.
But he spent a lot of time lining up as a running back in college. So this idea, after having been with the Packers for 2 years, that lining him up and having him dot the I was going to be problematic, in that he didn't know how to take a handoff, he wouldn't know blitz pickup. He's fine. He knows how he can be a guy that, while they're trying to figure things out, can give them touches, dotting the I, can be okay in pass protection, and be that hybrid weapon where they lean on him more in the running game from a traditional standpoint. As Nile Davis learns this offense and they can be confident in him in protecting Aaron Rodgers in those blitz pickup situations, you'll see more of him. Don Jackson got hurt in the game, so the practice squad guy, forget about him. And then you'll see a little bit of Randall Cobb. I still think they may need to get another running back in the mix, but I don't think that's the overriding problem that many on paper and all these so-called experts of the National Football League will make it out to be. The problems before the Eddie Lacy injury, they, in my mind, are still there.
Yes,
and those
are
the overriding problems with the team. The loss of Eddie Lacy adds to that. But I think there are ways for Green Bay to work around that with guys like Ty Montgomery and company. And it won't be as difficult as some would have you believe.
Yeah, and they'll be trolling around out there. I agree with you. They'll add another running back at some point, and they'll mix and match to make it work. You know, one thing that happened in yesterday's game that I was actually kind of impressed with, although they got to him a couple of times, the Green Bay line did a pretty decent job of giving Rodgers a little bit of time. And when they didn't, he got out of the pocket and made some things happen with his feet, which also added to his stats last night. You know, it again, though, I look at the quality of the opponent in Chicago, who is really a bad football team. And, you know, I just expected a little more. There's just something not right about this Green Bay team. Maybe it's just the level of talent that they have, and they're trying to put it all on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders. I agree with your assessment there. They're going to adjust and mix and match as they go. They'll find another running back somewhere out there who's driving a truck or hanging out right now. They'll bring him in, and, you know, it'll be good enough.
Well said, Bob. I don't have much to add on this game beyond that it's going to be a very long season for Bears fans.
Can you say Ray Rice?
Well, you know, that brings us to our next discussion.
That's why I went.
Ray Rice, yeah, nice segue. Well done. Been doing this for 15 years. You should figure something out, right?
something every month. Oh, I figured
there you go. Broken clocks right twice a day, and even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
Unless you're digital.
that said, you know, we talk about Ray Rice, and me and you have expressed our opinions many times on, while we don't excuse what he did, being made into the pariah that he has been made into had very little to do with what he did, but a perceived no tread left on the tire situation. That's why you don't see Ray Rice playing football anymore. That said, the latest Ray Rice-like scandal in the National Football League is kicker Josh Brown of the New York Giants. A whole bunch of things have come out based on a journal that he wrote during some therapy that appeared to have been court-ordered based on an arrest for domestic violence against his wife in the state of Washington. And they paint a pretty disturbing picture of Josh Brown as an extremely troubled human being who I'm not so sure belongs on a National Football League field. I think the NFL and the Giants have done the right thing, albeit kicking and screaming, by not having him active for the game in London and probably not having him active and expecting him to be placed on the commissioner's exempt list until the outcome of this investigation. I think that's the right course of action. And, you know, once you conclude this investigation, the protocol is a 6-game suspension. He got one for his role in domestic violence based on some of the things I've seen. A 6-game suspension from the league is in order. And then it's on the Giants to decide if serving that punishment of 6 games is enough to justify bringing him back, or do you move on and decide that this is not somebody based on his actions that could work for us?
Joe, he's never going to play in a National Football League again. His career is over. He is going to get the exact same treatment that Ray Rice got. The Giants will cut ties after the commissioner's office has made their decision, and they will move on from Josh Brown. And it's unfortunate. And I don't want to put it in the wrong text here as we go up against the break. It's unfortunate that in trying to do the right thing, Josh Brown, it's going to end up costing him his career. And I'll elaborate that on that on the other side.
I think that's a very fair statement, Bob. And after you do that, I'll weigh in with my final thought on the New York Football Giants. That's what we'll do to wrap up hour one next on The Attack.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush though, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Oh, Scott.
Kid's my hero. What, are you kidding me?
Oh, the timing. The horror. Joe, we may have to spill this in an hour or two because I know we have both strong opinions about this. But here's the thing. Josh Brown, as I said going into the break, I truly believe his career is over for the reasons I said as we went into the break. But here's the thing. With the release of the documents by the King County Sheriff's Office in Washington, they exposed what Josh Brown and his wife were going through, and the fact that Josh Brown was trying through therapy to repair himself and his marriage. That journal that he was keeping is as damning as anything, as damning as the Ray Rice video. And that's going to end up costing him his job. But my point here is, and it's not to excuse anything, he was trying to do things the right way. He was listening to his therapist. This becomes public, and now he's going to be out of work. What does that say to people within the league who maybe are going through the same things and maybe want to do things and get their life straightened out, but look at this and go, oh, okay, if I do it, look what's going to happen to me?
It is a valid point. It's the same thing everybody always asks me. Well, Joe, the league security will provide a car service, no questions asked. There are always questions asked. It's why these guys get DWIs and don't take advantage of the free car service that the league will provide them. It's because your coach will know you're out all night. And again, we will spill this over to the other, to hour two, because there are so many layers. You made good points about Josh Brown and the parallels to Ray Rice. I want to make some points about the league and specifically the always classy New York Football Giants. That's going to be an hour two, and then we'll get into previewing all the Week 7 Sunday action. But we're going to step aside right now, and then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tense moments at an annual fundraising dinner hosted by the Archbishop of New York as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both make remarks, and Trump says,
"Here she is tonight,
in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
Though most of the evening did keep the flavor, as is tradition, of a two-way roast of the candidates.
After listening to Hillary rattle on and on and on, I don't think so badly of Rosie O'Donnell anymore.
Donald looks at the Statue of Liberty and sees a 4. Maybe a 5 if she loses the torch and tablet and changes her hair.
Sad news from the Pentagon that an American soldier has been killed by an improvised explosive device in northern Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in 2 flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's 1-O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
A loss for pro-lifers, a victory for Planned Parenthood, a federal judge saying Mississippi's new law against spending Medicaid money on health care providers that offer abortions is illegal. A district judge ruling the law cannot go into effect because it violates Medicaid users' right to choose their provider. Again, it's a win for Planned Parenthood, who sued the state over the law in June, even though it doesn't offer abortions in the state of Mississippi. Back to campaign 2016, as Republican Donald Trump was on the stump and saying he will accept the results of the presidential election, well, under one condition.
I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
Trump making that announcement yesterday during a rally in Ohio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A former NSA contractor accused of stealing classified documents is due to appear in Baltimore federal court today in a filing released in the case of Harold Martin of Glen Burnie, Maryland. Federal prosecutors call the scope of his crime breathtaking. Martin's a Navy veteran. He's expected to ask to go free at his first public appearance in court since being charged in August. An AARP New York Siena College poll showing most people are unprepared for retirement, especially when it comes to health care costs. Here's more from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Medicare only covers 80% of health care costs, yet the survey shows few Gen X or baby boomer couples say they're prepared to pay the rest, an estimated $500 a month. But Beth Finkel of AARP New York says an even bigger concern is that 7 out of 10 have no idea how they'd pay if they became sick or disabled.
The average cost in New York City for home care is $52,000 a year, and the average cost for a nursing home is $140,000 a year.
Finkel says the only way to prepare for staggering costs like that is to start saving when you're young and healthy. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And while candy corn seems to have a bum rap on social media, a new survey finds that candy corn's the most popular Halloween candy in most U.S. states, especially Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. Off. It's the great Scott Cuddy. Excuse me. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Joe, get them going.
I'm going to get them going, Bob. So many ways you can take it with you, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, all that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. We love apps. All these apps downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. And whether it's TuneIn Radio, whether it's iHeartRadio, whether it's Stitcher Radio, they're all great. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including this very show, the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. Very happy and very proud to be a part of it. If you're serving this country, we thank you for your service. Glad you can listen to us.
Well said, Bob. Big hour two out in front of us. We're going to start out by continuing to discuss the Josh Brown domestic violence situation and weigh in on all sides of this issue from the Josh Brown aspect, the NFL, the New York Giants. We'll roll into previewing a week seven NFL Sunday, and at 45 after hour number two, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time, Don Banks, NFL.com, joins us. One of the best in the business, and he'll help us preview a week seven NFL Sunday and tackle all the big stories that are coming out of the NFL. So that's the rundown of what's coming up in this big hour two of the Attack. We'll step aside. Take your phone calls up next, 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
You're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is where you're thinking, we want to hear about it. We were talking Josh Brown going into the top of the hour, and we're continuing it into this hour. And Joe, just to reiterate, and I'll let you run with it, when you do something as disgusting, as violent as Josh Brown did with his wife, there's no excuse for it, and it's not to justify what he did in any way, shape, or form. But, again, he went into therapy. He and his wife were trying to save, at that point, their marriage. She is now his ex-wife. He was told by the therapist to keep a journal and write down all his thoughts and his emotions. That ended up going into the public hands, and the Washington County Sheriff's Department saw fit to release it. This is having the same impact, in my opinion, as the Ray Rice video had, and Josh Brown will no longer be playing football. But as I said, what is the message to people who are struggling with the same issues that Josh Brown is struggling with? Are they now going to run and hide? Because if anything comes out and is made public, it will cost them their living.
Yeah. You answered the question. This is why when you work as an employee of the National Football League as one of its players, you don't go to them for help. You hide your problem from them because you say you're not going to be judged, but the realities are you will be. Now I'm conflicted here. We always talk about we're both believers in letting due process run its course before making determinations. Well, in the state of Washington, due process has run its course, and the prosecutors have decided not to move forward with a case against Josh Brown. So he will be convicted of no crime. Let's be fair there. That's number one. But with record, with documents that really should never have come public coming public, and we know that there's a pattern of abuse, the right thing for the NFL to do is levy a 6-game suspension upon him. You are 100% right. This is his Waterloo, his Ray Rice moment. And he will not play in the NFL again, as he is a kicker who is imminently replaceable. I'm conflicted on how fair that is, because he kept a journal, as told by his therapist, in an effort to help and try and repair things. I'm far less conflicted about Greg Hardy not having a job in the NFL, as he's shown no contrition and no effort to help his domestic situation or help himself. Josh Brown at least has made an effort. As you've said on a number of occasions back at the back end of last hour and throughout this hour, that doesn't excuse what he did, and it doesn't make it any less vile. At the end of the day, the NFL has a protocol as it relates to domestic violence. Josh Brown should be levied a 6-game suspension, and it should go from there. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think, in light of what we know, that anybody would disagree with that. But the fact that he is never going to play again, and we kind of know that this league and everybody in it will make that blanket determination, there is a level of conflict that I have with that. Again, not excusing what he did, because due process has run its course and determined that he's not going to be charged with any crime. And the documentation that we have about what he did were private and confidential things that should never have been made public, and he is somebody who was trying to help himself. So, again, I'm conflicted there in a couple of regards. And, you know, you can say what you want. You can weigh in with your thoughts on this or anything else we've talked about at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. But where I have an even bigger problem, to a degree, is both the New York Football Giants and the National Football League. Another botched investigation by a league that has all kinds of resources and seems to know how to print money like they own a printing press, but they can never get to the bottom of these investigations. They never seem to be able to get information when they need it, and there's always a problem. I always get the feeling that the NFL sets these guidelines in place, but they really don't want to know. They'd rather bury their head in the sand and pretend things didn't happen and not have to make these tough decisions, because they'd rather have their players on the field than suspended for these transgressions, because they really don't care about helping anybody. They just care about looking good and having players and having the best players on the field. And the New York Football Giants, if I hear one more time, and I'm a New York Giant fan, about how classy this organization is and how much holier than thou and more moral and old guard and all the other things I always hear about them than they are in comparison to any other organization, I'm going to vomit. They're as greedy, if not greedier, than any other. They've been a franchise known for their cheapness until George Young was dragged to that franchise in 1979 by Pete Rozelle. Kicking and screaming. Wellington Mara was perfectly willing to lose and line his pockets. So they are no better in that regard, and they are no more moral, as winning is every bit as important to them as it is to any other franchise. And their handling of this situation once again shows that they are no better than any other of the 32 franchises in the National Football League as far as winning at all costs.
You know, I haven't heard a ton of that. Maybe you've heard more of it than I have. Years ago, you used to hear that, but I don't think not as much anymore. But I couldn't agree with you more. They're one of 32. They do the exact same thing. Can you perform for me? Can you put it on the football field? Can you win me football games? Yep. Okay. What's your last name? Devil. Oh, okay. We'll sign you. Here's your bonus, and away you go. You know, they're no better, no worse than any other franchise, Joe. But I agree with you. You know, the pretense of we care about it, the pretense of the league, and I want to go back to what you talked about there. It's manure. You know, and the thing is, and it's Roger Goodell, and, you know, obviously it starts there, and I'm not going to put this on him specifically.
The Shield.
But they just hope these things will go away. You know, it Scotty sent me a text while you were talking, and it was, you know, keep it in the closet. And preferably, that's what they would like. Keep all this stuff hidden. You know, you got an issue with your wife, keep it hidden. You hit your kid, keep it hidden. You're doing cocaine and you're partying until 6 a.m. and shooting yourself in the thigh, whatever. Keep it hidden. If they could keep it hidden, they would keep it hidden, because this is the stuff that a decade ago, 2 decades ago, never came out in public except in the rarest of situations. Now everything is public knowledge, and it's like it's like trying to have 10 fingers to fill up 20 holes. You can't do it. The ship keeps leaking. And there's no way for the NFL to deal with it other than to try to put the poop back in the horse after the event has occurred. They can't do it. And so they throw themselves out as, we're going to discipline him by the guidelines and blah, blah, blah. It's all crap. It really is. He's going to lose his job, and they're going to go on with life.
Yeah. Robbie Gould heads to London to kick for the Giants, and they won't miss a beat. You know, Josh Brown, in some regard, a victim, but a deserved victim in some regard. You know, and we've weighed in, and we've given you all sides, and we've given you our thoughts. But for those that wonder, and I guess here's a good way to wrap this up, for those that wonder why players in a National Football League do not take advantage of the services that are available to them as far as ways to protect themselves and such, it's situations like this that are exactly why they will be judged.
Yep.
Despite what's said. That's it in a nutshell, because I get it all the time from guys. Well, they should never get a DUI. The team will send a car for them. Well, then the team knows that you were out all night. Well, they say it's anonymous. Yeah, it's like all those anonymous surveys that aren't so anonymous. They find out everything. And then you're held accountable, even though they tell you they're not going to hold you accountable.
That's it.
We'll start previewing and finish previewing a Week 7 NFL Sunday next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Seems reasonable. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. Let's jump right to it, my friend. Giants and the Rams in London. Giants 3-3, Rams 3-3.
Twickenham Stadium.
That sounds like something that happened to Ricky Henderson.
Anybody's game.
Twickenham.
Yeah. Two teams that are two of many. The Rams are a very good defensive team. Case Keenum playing the best football of his NFL career. Todd Gurley, because they play 11 men in the box, can't really get it going. The Giants are maddeningly inconsistent. Their offensive line probably going to have a lot of problems against this Rams defense. I don't expect this one to be pretty. Body clocks being the issue that they are, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time start for this one from the other side of the pond. But I do think the Giants are the better football team. They're starting to get a little healthier. And in one that won't be easy and one that probably won't be very pretty to watch, I think the Giants find a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, I could certainly see it playing out that way. To me, the only caveat I'll throw in there, if Gurley opens up and he has 100-plus yards, Giants will probably lose. If they're able to contain him, because as you said, most defenses are playing 11 in the box, Giants will find a way to win and they'll come back from London happy, although albeit with a new kicker.
That's exactly right. Robbie Gould and the Beatle keep going on in the kicking game. 3-2 Chiefs, 2-0 at home, host the 2-3 Saints, the resurgent 2-3 Saints, 1-1 away from the dome. They're a different team offensively away from the dome in that fast track. The Chiefs are good. They ain't great. But I think they're good enough here to prevail in a game that they'll keep relatively low scoring and they'll force a key Drew Brees mistake as he presses to try and make a difference in this one. I like the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, as you said, they are the better football team, and ultimately I think that's what it comes down to. They were pretty impressive against Oakland, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were. They were. They stymied Oakland, especially in the second half, where the Raiders looked putrid. So I guess you're in lockstep with me. We both like the Chiefs, which means go out and bet the house on the Saints. That yeah. said, what do you say we move to Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee? Boy, some of these names I can't even keep up with.
Yep.
3-3 Titans host the 2-4 Colts. The Colts do not win away from Lucas Oil Field, and I think that's a trend that continues, and I'm going to tell you why. We may not know much about the Titans defense, as I've talked about all year long as far as the names, but it's a pretty damn good defense. They do run the ball well. That offensive line is physical. It'll push around a very small and not physical Indianapolis Colts defense. I think the Tennessee Titans dictate terms here. I think their defense smacks around Andrew Luck. They cause an interception or two or a mistake. And I think you get good Marcus Mariota as he's not threatened by the Colts defense. And I like the Titans to improve to 4-3. And be real challengers for that AFC South crown.
Is it possible for a football team to have 100 rushing attempts in a game?
It's possible.
Because I
don't know if they'll get 100, boy. It's not a college football game, but
yeah.
You know.
But you know something? You know what it's going to be. You talked about the lack of physicality of the Indianapolis Colts defense, not to mention a lack of talent. Tennessee is just going to ram it up their hind end, and it's going to continue until Andrew Luck either makes a play or doesn't make a play. Maybe that changes it, but I don't see the Indianapolis Colts winning this football game.
All right, let's continue as I reload here. I move to look at something, and I'm just waiting. There it is.
Eagles
3-2, 2-0 at home, host the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings, a perfect 2-0 away from U.S. Bank Stadium. Again, the Eagles are better than we expected. They're also not that good. The Vikings are the real deal. And I think they're a road favorite for a reason. Their defense is brutal for the opposition to deal with. You've talked about it. No Lane Johnson makes the Eagles a different team on offense, and Carson Wentz will be running for his life in this one. I think the Vikings, even with some of the injuries on offense, they'll do enough. I think their defense dominates this one at Lincoln Financial, and I like the Vikings to go on the road, stay undefeated. The Eagles fall to 3-3, and all of a sudden, very quickly, that NFC East is becoming the Dallas Cowboys' division to lose.
Yeah, and, you know, let's see how Sam Bradford handles things. He comes back to Philadelphia. They're riding high. They're 5-0. This has primed the pump for an upset. I ain't going to pick it just because of the fact that I agree with you. I think Carson Wentz is going to be he's going to be running for his life. And I think ultimately that's going to be the difference in the football game. But I do want to see how Bradford responds. The crowd is going to be extremely hostile, even though through no fault of his own. I mean, the guy got injured. He couldn't play. That's how it is. But Vikings riding high. They are legit. He hasn't made any mistakes this year, which is, you know, the key to what the Vikings are doing. And they haven't missed a beat since AP. The beat will go on.
Two bad teams. One's more talented than the other, and they play at home. Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, 2-4. Cincinnati hosts 0-6 Cleveland. Bengals.
This is the game that gets Marvin Lewis fired. The Browns win.
Okay, great.
That's all I got.
Okay. 3-3 Lions. Ford Field in Detroit host 4-2 Washington. Washington wants to stay in that chase and stay within hailing distance of the Cowboys. They need to go on the road, and they need to beat a team they're better than. Neither of these teams, in my mind, is particularly good. The difference in this game could very likely be quarterback play. Matt Stafford's been more consistent this year than Kirk Cousins. I think that ends up being the difference. I like the Lions in their own building to win this football game.
You know, I hate the fact we're not disagreeing on this stuff, but I'm with you. Redskins have already won a couple away from home. They're due for a loss on the road. I think it's going to happen. And Matthew Stafford has been playing really good football. So he is the better quarterback. Redskins have the better record. It won't be the case after they walk out of Detroit and Ford Field.
Everbank Stadium in Jacksonville. I love these names. 2-3 Jacksonville, 4-2 Oakland. Measuring stick game for both teams. Oakland's 4-2. They haven't been as good to me as advertised. Jacksonville 2-3. Nowhere as good, near as good as advertised for me. I don't know how this shakes out, but I'll have a real good idea of both of these teams about a little after 4:00 Eastern time when this one concludes. I'll pick Jacksonville at home because I think they need to save their season.
You know, it's funny. I was back and forth on this game all week, and then I replayed the Kansas City debacle for the Raiders. The Raiders, I do believe, have read those headlines, and they're a little full of themselves. Oh, wait, they need to look at two other teams in that division that are giving them a real hard time in Kansas City and in Denver. There is no given for the playoffs for the Raiders. They need to show up in this game. I think they will, and I think our buddy Gus is in big trouble down in Jacksonville.
Fair enough. 2-4 Dolphins, division foe. They host the 4-2 Buffalo Bills, who are red hot. I don't take much out of the Pittsburgh win. Roethlisberger was hurt, had to go under the knife after the game. We saw some Landry Jones, enough said there. And their only other win is versus Cleveland, and they've had some moral victories along the way. They can't show up 2 weeks in a row. They're not talented enough, not consistent enough. The Bills have something here. You know, there's no Shady McCoy this week, but Gillislee in there, you know, it doesn't matter who runs the rock there. They always seem to have enough running backs. I like the Bills, even dealing without having Shady McCoy. it's really more of an indictment on the Dolphins than anything else, who have a minimal, if any, home field advantage. I'll take the Bills in this one to go on the road, put the nail in the coffins of the Dolphins season, and keep themselves within hailing distance of the Patriots in the NFC, in the AFC East.
Yeah, you know, timing's everything in life, and if McCoy's going to get hurt, well, this is the team you want to be playing. The best team in the National Football League with the best coach in the National Football League, the Buffalo Bills, will roll over the Miami Dolphins. Nah, I'm just kidding on well, all of it. But yeah, they are going to roll over the Dolphins.
Fair enough. We'll rapid fire through this. Jets host the Ravens. Season on the brink. Geno Smith, a quarterback for the Jets. Neither of these teams is great. I actually think the Ravens defense is better than the Jets defense. With Geno Smith at quarterback, I actually think the mediocre Ravens offense is better than the Jets offense. I'm taking the Ravens here to stick the nail in the coffin of the Jets season and stay within hailing distance in with the Roethlisberger injury, what suddenly became a wide open AFC North. Ravens improved to 4-3. Jets fall to 1-6.
Well, I'll tell you what, how does this locker room respond to the quarterback change? And does Todd Bowles have his finger on the pulse of these players? I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to this. I'm going to pick the Jets. I think for 1 week they respond, and then Geno will manage to screw it up somewhere down the line, and the Jets will go after the game. See, we made the right decision. Geno Smith can win football games for us until he loses a whole bunch of them. I think this week, though, they win.
All right, fair enough. The 4 o'clock action in the late games, 49ers, Buccaneers. I don't know. I'll take the 49ers for laughs. I think the Falcons at home top the Chargers. Patriots roll over the Steelers because of Landry Jones. And we'll see what the Cardinals are when they host the Seahawks. I'll reserve judgment. Tampico next. We'll get your thoughts on those games before we set the table for Don Banks from NFL.com and get his take on everything coming up on a Week 7 NFL Sunday. That's all next on The Attack. No flipping.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a pro, every job matters, and I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With big discounts on bulk purchases, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through November 1st at Lowe's, come into your local Lowe's store and get 20% off all in-stock fiberglass insulation. Hurry in today and visit the Pro Desk in-store for details. Valid October 5th, 2016 through November 1st, 2016. U.S. only.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding, and thanks for your help.
A portable generator can be a big help in a power outage, but you have to use it safely. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some important generator safety tips right after this. Windows are a prime spot for energy loss, but you can add a barrier against the winter chill by installing Duck Brand Roll-On Window Kits. Designed with ease in mind, Roll-On Window Kits come with a pre-taped edge for easy application, require no measuring, and fit the window frame for an airtight seal. Also look for Duck Brand's heavy-duty window kits. They're 2 times thicker and more puncture-resistant than standard window kits. Keep warm and save with Duck Brand. Find Duck Brand weatherization products at duckbrand.com. When the lights go out, a generator can be a lifesaver, but used improperly, it can also be deadly. The engines on these things create carbon monoxide gas, which is invisible, odorless, and deadly, so only operate a generator in the open at a safe distance from your home. Never use one in a garage, carport, basement, crawl space, or near an open door or window. Also, never attach a portable generator directly to the wiring in your home. Instead, plug electrical devices into a heavy-duty extension cord that's attached to the generator. generator. Be sure the combined wattage of all of the devices plugged into the generator doesn't exceed the rated capacity of either the generator or extension cord. Finally, turn the generator off and allow it to cool before refueling. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer. Now, don't go crying to your mamas. What do you want? I'm paying top salaries and a bonus.
I ain't seen a buck out of you yet, Pat.
Ah, you'll get your dough, all right. Don't worry about that. When we get back to Tampico, you'll be paid as we step off the ferry. That agent was supposed to be here with the dough. Don't know what's going to happen. There's nothing to worry about, though. I'll go over to the office and pick up the money myself. You men stay here.
The Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel, it'll save your ass. Tampico, Mexico weather, Joe. 81 for a high, 71 for a low, 75 currently. A little chance of rain in the forecast. But as always, Tampico, Mexico is
the coolest city ever.
Tampico, Illinois, well, it ain't your kind of weather, my friend. 39 currently, 56 for a high, 38 for a low, and guess what? They got a chance of snow this weekend. Yes, the four-letter word, the dreaded four-letter word, S-N-O-W. Tampico, Illinois, as always.
The coldest city ever.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Scott Cuddy is a happy man out on the West Coast.
We haven't done Tampico for a while, and we miss it. We love it, and we enjoy it.
Little blast from the past. Nothing wrong with that.
Bob, in the remaining time,
39 degrees, possible snow.
Yeah, great. That's why I'll never live in Tampico, Illinois. We got Don Banks coming up in a few minutes, but why don't you take the opportunity to run through, you know, some of these your thoughts quickly on the 3-4 o'clock games and the Sunday night special, which actually has the potential to be special.
You know, Tampa Bay with an opportunity to pull the 3-3. They're 2-1 on the road. I just don't think they get it done. In our lovely home base of San Francisco, I think Colin Kaepernick's going to step up and get some things done. 49ers 1-5 on the season. They'll be 2-5 after the game. Chargers, the Falcons. Chargers on the road. Falcons are for real. I like you. I like Atlanta. I think they go to 5-2 and take control of that division even more than they have right now. Patriots are going to beat the Steelers. And Seahawks and the Cardinals. Cardinals managed to get it level to 3-3 against the pathetic Jets, but I don't think so. I think Seattle comes in, goes to 5-1, and puts the Cardinal season in true jeopardy.
Hard to argue with it. You know, the Cardinals have shown me nothing yet that makes me believe that they can win this game. It's a statement game for them and a measuring stick game for them. And it's a game, it's a season on the brink kind of game. If you took a lot out of that game with the Jets, they were okay. They certainly didn't look like a team that's going to upend what is a very good Seattle Seahawks team. They certainly didn't look like a team that's going to make a deep run through the NFC playoffs. So if you are that team in this must-win situation, step up and show it in your own building. The jury's out for me on them. I, like you, am going to take Seattle. And you know I'm in love with the Arizona Cardinals and Bruce Arians and what he's done. But they need to show me that they have what it takes. They win that game Sunday night in their building. Well, maybe we'll be singing a different tune about the Arizona Cardinals. But until then, I'm from Missouri, the show me state. Show me something. Show me that you belong in the same class as the Seattle Seahawks. Again, like I talked about, Steelers-Patriots, Landry Jones at quarterback for the Steelers is a big problem, especially against the New England Patriots. So even at the big ketchup bottle, I like the Patriots. I mentioned the Falcons. Like you said, they are for real. Chargers usually find new and creative ways to lose. I like the Falcons. 49ers, Buccaneers, I don't know. You took the 49ers. I'll take the Buccaneers. Good Jameis Winston for 1 week. That's all I got.
You know, they're trying to salvage, Joe. with Tampa Bay, and it's the expectations were extremely high for that football team. They've disappointed. Their first year coach is struggling. Their second year quarterback is struggling. I don't know, man. They just never seem to get it right in Tampa. Going West Coast, I know it's easier, but the travel and, you know, they're going into the environment where Kaepernick's going to be playing a game at home. I'm curious how this turns out. I don't say this with any conviction, but I have a feeling about the 49ers this week.
Okay. Okay, get an argument from me. I made my pick with absolutely no passion.
So the two kings of no conviction.
There you go. and that's not like us. And basically that's your week 7 Sunday NFL slate. We're waiting for Don Banks here. And, you know, we
got him, brother.
Okay, excellent. Bring him in, Bobby.
Yeah, Don Banks from NFL.com, frequent contributor, also national football writer, extraordinaire for many major publications, including Sports Illustrated. And he joins us now on The Attack. Good morning, Don. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Good morning, guys.
Well, you know, it's as the league on a week-in, week-out basis tries to put makeup on their face and have everything going, it never fails. There's always a cloud hanging over the league. This week it's Josh Brown and the revelations, and they're going to London, which I guess may be a good thing for the league in that out of town, out of mind, but certainly yet another scandal for the National Football League.
Yeah, and I think it's it's in New York, which is where the league office is. That's not fortuitous for the league's perspective. And I think the league has to, again, look, it's got a credibility problem now at this point in terms of the perception of how it handles domestic violence incidents, as opposed to what it's been trying very hard since the Ray Rice saga of 2014 to convince us it handles a situation like that. They have to make actions speak louder than words. They've been really good at words. They've taken actions. In this case, it seems, again, the system kind of broke down where a lack of information, a lack of investigation led the league to one perception when the reality seemingly was much worse. I think it's going to prompt the league now. It understands, I would imagine, that it's going to have to assume the worst-case scenario whenever domestic violence is involved and, in essence, work backwards. Start with the 6 games, mandatory, and work backwards until you basically say to the player or team official, whoever's involved, until you release every pertinent record or document about this incident, terms of your employment are going to be contingent on it. And I think that's really the hard line that the league is going to be forced into because of how it has, in essence, bungled these two high-profile cases.
You know, and that brings me to that. I'm of the mindset, Don, that sometimes the NFL doesn't want to hear the worst. This is a league that runs its corporate offices like a fine-tuned machine and the finest of Swiss watches. They squeeze every penny out of everything. They own Sundays, all the other things. Yet every time it comes to one of these types of investigations, they seemingly bungle it, as though they don't want to find out the information because they don't want their players off the field. Am I off base in this? Is it something where they'd rather not find out and they end up forced into these situations almost kicking and screaming?
I think that was more of their institutional stance before Ray Rice, to be honest. I don't really believe that that's their stance post-Ray Rice. I think they understand there's too much to lose if they take that stance and the video surfaces or this report gets released in the state of Washington with much more detail than they knew. I think for a league that gets a lot of criticism for coming down too hard in terms of, you know, things that are perception-based, like the on-field celebrations, then when they turn around and seemingly come down way too lightly on something of this significance, it just creates this perception that, you know, they
they absolutely don't know the significant from the insignificant. But I don't believe that is really the mentality. I think they just, again, they didn't dig deep enough, and they took some things on surface, face value that they shouldn't have. What I don't understand is the red flag that was moving Molly Brown, Josh Brown's ex-wife, and the children to a different hotel during Pro Bowl week because of that incident that has been reported. I don't know how the league can say it knew about that, and yet it felt like this was a one-time incident, as Josh Brown tried to portray it.
It's amazing how tone-deaf they can be as a league. But I'll throw this out there as well, though. And Joe and I discussed this. This isn't something to justify anything that Josh Brown did. But you talked about the information that's coming out now. And I focused on that journal that was being kept by Josh Brown as per the instructions of his therapist, where, from all accounts, he was extremely honest about what he was doing and how he was treating his wife. What's the message that's being sent to the rest of the players in this league who are perhaps struggling with their own demons, whether it's drugs or domestic violence or alcohol or whatever it is, when something like that comes out as per the instructions of someone you're trying to get help from, but it becomes public and Josh Brown is going to lose his career?
Yeah, it is an absolute, it's a landmine. And, I mean, the player has to trust that that is not going to be divulged out of a counseling session, and yet somehow that became part of the record of where Josh Brown was in his struggle on a number of fronts, it sounds like, and certainly as it involved the behavior towards his wife. And it's going to be difficult for players then to believe that, in essence, you know, they have confidentiality in that situation when they see this divulged. I don't know if there's any way around that. I don't know if there's any way to, you know, for the league to, the league can't even obviously keep its drug testing completely confidential at times, and I don't know that there's a quick fix that's going to deal with that information coming out that the league needs to have, and it coming out through a source other than its own investigation.
What do you say we swing on the field, Don? And we're joined by Don Banks from NFL.com here on the Spano and Black Attack. I guess the place we got to go is MetLife Stadium. And the Jets at 1-5 benched their $12 million man who should probably be convicted of robbery. And they put in another veteran who they had so little confidence in that they let the veteran at their benching hijack him for $12 million. What gives here? And does the new veteran quarterback replacing the benched veteran quarterback make any difference to the New York Jet offense, or does the season continue to spiral away from them?
Yeah, you did what we call burying the lead. The last thing you said was actually the most important thing you said. I don't think Geno Smith from Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be a dramatic change. Now, Geno has a chance to prove us all wrong, shut us all up. Maybe he catches lightning in a bottle. Maybe he sparks this offense. I'm not expecting that on a dramatic front or for it to last long if it does happen. I think he's a bridge quarterback till later in the season when mathematically they're completely out of the AFC and playoff race, and I think we're going to see either Christian Hackenberg or Bryce Petty or both. And I think the Jets are going to use this year to sort things out on the quarterback front going forward. We know Fitzpatrick and Smith are in the last year of their contracts. Petty and Hackenberg are not. But to me, it's almost start over time once again at the most important position for the Jets.
Raiders and the Jaguars, two teams that Joe and I have been on since the offseason. Jaguars win the offseason. They're not doing so good in the regular season. And the Raiders, although 4-2, struggling a little bit. Interesting matchup this weekend.
Yeah, I've been on the Raiders myself all offseason. And, of course, they're 3-0 on the road. The struggles have been largely at home, although the defense has struggled almost everywhere. But I think if the Raiders are the Raiders team that I projected, they go to Jacksonville and find a way to win this game. They've been very resilient on the road. They've obviously been very daring with Jack Del Rio's gambling on fourth downs. And I think they're poised for a bounce back after being handled and probably embarrassed at home by a really good Kansas City team. On the other hand, the Jags have won two in a row, have finally sensed a little sense of momentum themselves. And if they can get this game, then they get to 500, and we start to see them as, believe it or not, a factor in the AFC South.
Don, you know, we'd love to have you back and talk to you a little more. We understand you were up against a very tight schedule today. You know, going out the door, where can people find out more 411 about your great work?
Well, I'm writing my game day Sunday column, Snap Judgments, on NFL.com now since week two, and Twitter at Don Banks. Trying to do some video work for a company named One Up Sports, which is helping me crank out about five videos a week, which I was just doing before we decided to talk on the radio. So those are the primary places, and stay tuned on Twitter. If there's any developments, I'll make sure they're out there.
We appreciate the couple minutes. Great stuff, and we'll have you on back down the line. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
You too. Don Banks, contributor at NFL.com, an all-around busy guy, Joe.
Yeah, Bob, we got to get on out of here because we're taking this thing right to the top. We want to thank Don Banks for joining us. We want to thank Scotty, man. Great job, you know, the drops, Tampico making a visit, all that kind of great fun. We want to thank our entire audience because without them, there'd be no reason for us to do this. And, you know, this was a fun and lively show. We bounced it all over the map, covered a lot of ground, took our time doing it. So we want to thank everybody. You know, great show. Whatever, wherever you're listening to us here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, keep it there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until Monday when we come at you with a brand spanking new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.